Hey Laura, it's me.
Your host, fitness expert Danny Tolbert, and wellness coach.
Sorry, but I had to ring your doorbell so late.
You know the guy who has low self-esteem.
But there's something bothering me.
Hottest topics. Thank you for tuning
really
in today.
I really am sorry, but it just couldn't wait. Is there
Thank you guys for tuning in. The topic today is why men are insecure. This is a deep subject, so this subject is now getting on guys, because not all men are bad. Sometimes women like to pursue. Sometimes men withdraw. Women feel insecure because sometimes men are being unfaithful, been betrayed, or maybe they're still going through that. So my thing is, and men and ladies, maybe you can help me. Why do men get insecure when their woman wants to have a personal trainer? Please leave comments on this podcast here and leave your comments. I would love to hear from all of you guys. Also, if you need any other questions on nutrition, please call 407-900-4943. Or look at the podcast description, and we will better assist you. Now, sometimes men are insecure. Where are you going? What time are you coming back? Why do you need a personal trainer? I think everyone should be able to be independent and trust each other. Again, guys, this is not about a men or women thing. This is about unity and love. So I interviewed some guys that couldn't be on the show today, but definitely they did a telephone interview. So I want you guys to kind of listen in and see what their thoughts was about the insecure men out there that's in this world today.
You know, I wanted to talk about that guy. You know, the guy who has low self-esteem, who pretends like he is the big shot, who tries to control everything his wife or his woman does. He stays at home with the kids, and so he gives her the money to go to the grocery store. While she's in the line at the grocery store, she has to call him to let him know that she's going over by $7. So she holds up the line to call him. Hello, Big Daddy. I'm sorry, I know you told me to spend $140 in the store, but I'm going to be going over by $7. The grocery's going to be $147.50. And he lets everybody know at work that he's Big Daddy. But he goes around and tries to bark orders like he's intimidating someone, but he really does not have control of anything, and that's why he tries to control his wife or his girlfriend so much. She has to check with him every time she does anything. Cannot go anywhere with her girlfriend because this mental midget wants to control everything because he's insecure. And anytime you find a little insecure prick, they try to control their women. They won't let them do anything. She has to check with him if she's going to the restroom. Because he has low self-esteem and he wants everybody to like him.
Do you have a man in your life that controls you? Maybe more than you think other men would be controlling you? Do you ever wonder why you attract controlling men? This goes the same thing for why men attract controlling women. Here's how it works. A lot of times a man, when he's single, that has a deep sense of insecurity, that doesn't really know who he is, never got the love he deserved, and has a wrong interpretation of what love even is. A man that sees love as being needed is a man that can manipulate people to love him in his way. Flatter her in her insecurities enough to win her over. And once they're won over, then he can control her. Because the thing is, once a girl feels, she'll feel love because her own insecurities, she doesn't know who she is. And maybe this guy can help me with that. And the man is very fearful, and fear can always be interchanged with the word control. If you see someone controlling, the root will always lead back to a fear of something. And usually the core is that we're not going to be loved. Again, our interpretation of love is subject to what we think. A controlling man will pin a girl down if he's an extrovert. If he's an introvert, he'll guilt her. Both are resemblance of anger and control. The crazy thing is that if a woman wants to get through her insecurities and stand up and stop attracting these men, there will be a renegotiating of a relationship. The man will have to accept her and say, look, okay, this is who you are, and he'll have to look within, or else the man has to go.
Thank you, thank you. I thank Jason and Matt for that interview. That was some great key points, and hopefully everyone got some tips out of this interview today. So men, women, love each other, and if there's any insecurities that you may have, sit down, talk about it, take a deep breath, and try to help one another. And another tip is to pretty much work out together. That way you guys can be a team and not be individual. So there's a will, there's a way. Thank you for joining the show. Your host, fitness expert Danny Tolbert, wellness coach. Thank you and have a great day.
Hey, Laura, it's me. Sorry, but I had to ring your doorbell so late. But there's something bothering me. I really am sorry, but it just couldn't wait. Is there someone else instead of me? Go ahead and lie to me and I will believe.